Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Glorious God, we worship you this morning. We give you glory and honor and adoration today. For your faithfulness, for your kindness all the way, we worship you. We thank you, we worship you, we adore you, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Blessings and honor and power and glory be unto you, Lord. We bless your name. We glorify your name. Glory be to your name. Holy and righteous is our God. Yes, Lord, we worship you today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We enter into your presence with thanksgiving. And into your court with praise. Because this is the day that you have made, in it we will rejoice and will be glad. Amen. Holy, most holy is the Lord God. Is the Lord God. Is the Lord God. Holy, most holy is the Lord God, is the Lord God, most high. Holy, most holy, holy, most holy is the Lord God. Is the Lord God, is the Lord God. Holy, most holy, is the Lord God, is the Lord God, most high. Holy, most holy, holy, most holy is the Lord God, is the Lord God, is the Lord God. Holy, most holy is the Lord God, is the Lord God, most high. How glorious are you, Lord? How wonderful is your name? Your name is precious to us. Your name is majestic. Lord, we worship you. Your power is awesome. Lord, we worship you. You are glorious and beautiful. You are excellent and wonderful. Glorious God, we worship you. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We appreciate you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious, glorious God, and beautiful, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before you. You are glorious, glory. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious, glorious God, and beautiful, beautiful King. Izada yaba yaba. Excellent God, we bow before your throne. Your name is Alpha and Omega, ageless and changeless, Almighty Jehovah, Rimasotala Gaidia. Glorious God, we bow before your throne. Your name is Alpha and Omega, ageless and changeless, Almighty Jehovah, glorious God, we bow before your throne. Your name is Alpha, Mika Sovra Bada Ilia, Omega, Linus Karada Bali Iskaria. Ageless, ah yes, oh yes, changeless, Almighty Jehovah, glorious God, we bow before your throne. Yes, we bow before your throne this morning. We will forever worship you. We will forever praise your name. For thus you have made us, O God. For thus you have made us, O Lord, to worship you and to praise you. Lord, we your creature, we say thank you this morning. We your creature, we say you are awesome, Lord. Lord, accept our praises. Lord, as we can't praise you enough, we can't just do it. You are too awesome for us. Oh Lord, our wisdom cannot quantify your greatness. Lord, we just give you the one that we can give you today for who you are, for your excellence, for your might, for your power, for being with us throughout our journey in life to today, for being with us in our families, for being the Lord God Almighty behind us and with us, fighting our battles. Lord, we worship you for your salvation. You saved us and you secured us by your precious blood, O Lord Jesus. We thank you, King of Glory, for giving us your Son, Jesus Christ, for giving us life through him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, O Lord, our Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit all the works on earth is done. Thank you, Lord, our Father, for giving us your Son and giving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate you this morning. Glory be to your name. With thanksgiving in our hearts, we enter into your presence this morning. We come into this studio to reach out to your people, Lord, and we know that you are here with us and your Spirit is here. Thank you, Father, for what you are going to do this morning. Lord, we worship you. We give you glory. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, blessed Redeemer. We know today you will bless us. Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, we worship you. I'm impressed. The Lord is impressing me to sing that song, full version of it. Hallelujah. Of course, I may not. It's a long time I've sang it. He said, there is a Redeemer, Jesus Christ, God's Son. Precious Lamb of God, Messiah, who for sin has slain. Thank you, God our Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit to the work on earth is done. Thank you, God our Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. There is a Redeemer, Jesus Christ, God's Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, who for sin has slain. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We appreciate you. We give you glory. We adore you this morning in Jesus' name. Please, Lord, accept our thanks and our praises. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. People of God, you are welcome to this holy outreach today. We thank God for your lives. We thank God for taking attention, paying attention to the Lord with us. We bless the name of the Lord for your life, and we bless God for having you. Thank God this morning again. The Lord is set to bless us, and we shall be fully blessed and richly blessed today. This is Be Fruitful Family Foundation, with a banner of Family Faith Clinic with Paul and Grace. Our messages could be accessed on befruitfulfamily.podbean.com. That is befruitfulfamily.podbean.com. May the Lord bless you as you download. And those of us that are downloading, we thank God for your life. We bless the Lord. We thank God we are having close to 3,000 downloads since we started. And we bless the Lord that God has really helped us. And we know that we are growing this outreach by the grace of the Lord. We know that we are approaching new year of our outreach very soon. And we bless the Lord that the Lord has taken us thus far. And we thank God for the Holy Ghost, for the way he takes us through. And he's helping us through. This morning again, we will have a new dimension of his helps and a new dimension of his grace will flow upon us as we reach out today. Amen. The title of this morning message is Power Must Change Hand. Power Must Change Hand. Hallelujah. Power change hands. When the Lord wants to pay attention to his people, every power that be before, we must cease to be. And must be silenced. There are powers in your life that must be silenced. Hallelujah. Yes, brother. P.S. Jackie, you have entered rightly to the studio. And under this grace and anointing, we plead the blood of Jesus upon you, that you will be a success in the name of Jesus. P.S. Daki, we receive your message. You are starting a business. The Lord God Almighty will make you a blessing.
Amen.
You shall be a blessing. And the Lord God Almighty will give you favor. I pray the Lord will change your name even to favor in your business. So that in everything you do in your business, you will carry favor. There shall be tone of favor upon your business. In the name of Jesus, the Lord God Almighty will cause that business to succeed. Amen. It is you that will even succeed for the business to succeed. I pray that in the name of Jesus, I will name you success today. In the name of Jesus. So that your business will succeed and every endeavors of your life will succeed in the name of Jesus. You have started, some before, you may not have seen the result that you wanted. But at this time, we declare that in the name of Jesus, the Lord will go before you. He will make everything that you want to do in business to succeed in the name of Jesus. Under this grace and this covenant, we pray in the name of Jesus. Any power that have been before, that are countering the success of your business before, under this message today, the power is changing hand in the name of Jesus. The Lord is taking it up as a personal way to reach out to you and to prove to you that He is your God. In the name of Jesus. The grace of the Lord will come upon your life mightily, that in the name of Jesus, you will overwhelm the challengers. In the name of Jesus. The power of the Lord will overwhelm the challengers in your life. In the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that have been posing problem in your business before, I pray the Lord God Almighty will shatter that power in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, I pray for you that in the name of Jesus, the Lord will give you divine holy idea in the name of Jesus to succeed in Jesus' name. The Lord will give you idea, new idea. And I'm praying for everyone that will start business. I pray the Lord will give you holy idea for success in the name of Jesus. The Lord will wake you up and teach you in the name of Jesus. You are not alone anymore in this business. In the name of Jesus and in all your endeavors, in Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you, P.S. Jackie. Amen. Thank you, Father. Today, by the grace of the Lord, the power will change hands. The power will change hands. In your life, whatever it is that are calling themselves powers against your life. This is the morning that the Lord is changing. The Lord is changing over. Is silencing the power of enemy against your life, because God must take glory in your life and situation. Amen. Anytime God want to take glory, He silences powers that are oppressing His people. Hallelujah. And He take over from there for them. The Lord will do the same this morning in the name of Jesus. Our minister is here. He's going to preach powerfully. She's going to preach powerfully to us by the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. She's loaded with the word of the Lord. She has been hastening me even to come to her right now. I'm already with her right now. Hallelujah. My sister Grace, she's here. She's here to deliver the message this morning. Let's listen to the word of the Lord as we are prepared to be blessed through our message. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord, for His mercies endure forever.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, without You, we can do nothing.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, You are wisdom, knowledge, understanding. As this, You are the Spirit of power, might, counsel, fear of God upon us to deliver unto Your people that which God purposed for them. For giving us this topic, He wants to perform wonder. He wants to arise in their situation and change things over. Because right from time immemorial, when something had been going for a long time, the moment Jesus intervened, situation changed. And so also in the time of the prophets and the law, the moment God comes in, situation changed. Blessed be the name of the Lord for telling us. In fact, the way God said it was, power has changed hands.
In fact, I wanted to write that.
Power has changed hands. That is to say, if you will believe today this message, if you key in, even if you are a sinner, if you will believe with the faith of the size of a mustard seed, you will receive that miracle, and that will encourage you to totally submit to Jesus. Because He's for everybody. God said, power has changed hands. That's what He said. And it's a declaration. It's a declaration. And when His words come forth, it will never go void. It will never go back to Him not doing that which He purposed and not accomplishing what is in hand. The declaration is even, power has changed hands. Believe it from the onset, even before you hear the message. Holy Spirit, as Paul and Grace open their mouths, feel it. Speak to Your people. You don't call in vain. You gather them to this Mount Zion so that they are delivered, so that they become holy, so that they possess their possession. They possess good health. They possess healing. They possess progress. They possess fruitfulness of the womb and fruitfulness in all ramification, such that every barrenness of any kind is ended, such that in whatever they lay their hand upon, they start to prosper and be fruitful.
Amen.
Every tumor has ended in the brain, in the belly, at the back, at the lower part of the abdomen. Every tumor, everything growing.
Amen.
God is intervening. Our power is changing hands. Hallelujah. That is the good news on Mount Zion today. There will be mighty wrath of deliverance, liberation, setting free, opening prison doors, and your life will never be the same again.
Amen.
God has declared, "Key into it. I enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living."
Amen.
You're welcome. Amen. Holy Spirit, over unto you, because You're going to bless Your people.
Yes,
You are the power that back up our words.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus is the word coming to you.
Yes, Lord.
the pool is being steered in the word. Amen. And the Holy Spirit is the one steering it to bring to pass your miracle.
Amen.
And the God of intervention at the Red Sea in Egypt is changing over your situation.
Amen.
Believe it as a sinner. Believe it as a believer.
Amen.
As a believer, it will strengthen your faith the
Amen.
More. As a sinner, it will encourage you to totally surrender all to
Amen.
Jesus. And you know that the God of the Bible,
yes.
the God that brought something out of nothing yeah. in Genesis 1,
yeah.
the God that usually brings something out of nothing is the one speaking to you.
Yeah.
The same yesterday, today, and forever. All you need to bring is your faith.
Yeah.
That little faith will perform wonder today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The real thing is, power has changed hands. It's
yes.
a declaration.
Amen.
God is the king of the universe. Where the word of the king is, there is power.
Amen.
That is Ecclesiastes 8, I think, 4 there.
Yes.
And we are the kings in the king.
Yes.
His word in our mouth is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And he's coming forth to you with power.
In Jesus' name.
Nothing can change it.
Amen.
But your doubt, unbelief can hinder you. The spirit of doubt, the spirit of unbelief, the spirit of signs,
Amen.
Such that you don't believe, in, you don't have faith, but believe only in fact, such that your miracle will lead you, will bind you in the name of Jesus, will cast you out, and will go, send you back to the devil at the bottomless pit.
Amen.
Never to operate in your life.
Amen.
Because you are going to harvest your miracle.
Amen.
Power is changing hand today.
Amen.
And situation, every negative situation is changing, is changing. Things are changing over.
Amen.
That is the declaration. Believe it and come along with me in Jesus' name. Amen. You shall be mightily blessed.
Amen.
This is Mount Zion. Deliverance shall be wrought. Yes.
Amen.
Now, let me just encourage you in the Bible before Brother Paul leads us into powerful prayer. The Holy Spirit will possess him to declare and decree.
Amen.
And the demons that have been tormenting your life will hear the word of God today. And they will have to bow out and be banished out of your life forever. This is the day that the Lord had made.
Yeah.
It is marvelous and we are glad in it. Thank God for Mount Zion today.
Yeah.
Power has changed hands. Although we publicized power must change hands. But actually, I remember now that God said, power has changed hands. If only you believe. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let me take you to some things. There is something I want to establish in the Bible with you. And what is it? The fact that there is nothing happening in your life that is just by accident. There is an evil spirit behind anything negative. Call it sin. Tell me it is sin. I'm addicted to drugs. It's because of the habit I form. There's a spirit behind it. That addiction. Any sin that will cause God to allow the devil to teach you a lesson so that you can run back to him. There's a spirit behind it. Let's establish that in that there is a sin behind it. There's a spirit behind every sin committed. There's also a spirit behind every infirmity, every sickness, every backwardness. Call it poverty. Call it debt. Call it anything. If it is negative, that is not the mind of God for you in the beginning. Up to now. So anything that is not proving the glory, radiating the glory of God to radiate in your life. Anything that is caught, that is bringing shame, anything that causes you not to be able to hold your shoulder high and say, yes, in me is the glory and it's radiating. Any name it may be bearing, sickness, infirmity, incurable or curable disease, whatever, or sin. I'm proving to you that there's a spirit behind it. And God is the higher spirit.
Yeah.
To cause that spirit to bow out, banished, and then take over your life. So that positive things will start to happen. To the glory of God, for your benefit.
Amen.
And power has changed hands is a declaration. I just want to tell you that behind the sin in your life, there is a spirit. Let's quickly go to 1 Kings. 1 Kings 22. If only you believe this and address that sin, address that situation as per the spirit behind it. In fact, the power will give way and the Holy Spirit will take charge and control. And you'll never be the same again in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So it's because many people are still regarding it as ordinary. That is why it is still there. But by the time you address the spirit behind that situation, you are set free already. That's what God is assuring you. 1 Kings 22. I would not want to tell story because this is Mount Zion for deliverance, holiness, and for you possessing your healing, possessing your progress, possessing your fruitfulness in all ramifications. I just want to go straight to 1 Kings chapter 22. I want to go to verse 21. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also. Go forth and do so. 23. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil concerning them. Where am I going? There is a spirit, there are spirits behind every sin. Spirit of adultery, spirit of fornication, spirit of lying, and the rest of it. Spirit of addiction to drugs, whatever, whatever. Believe it. Here in this story, I will not be long about it. That's just what I want to tell you. There's a spirit behind that sin you're committing. And you are going to address the spirit behind that sin in your life. Because the moment you allow the devil, the spirit of that sin, because of your attitude or whatever, you are only folding the hand of God and allowing the devil. If this place says God sent, God allowed the spirit of lying to come upon the prophets, it's because they have opened their life by sin. And therefore, God will fold his hand and allow that evil spirit to come and torment. So it's not as if God is sending that spirit, but you allow it by opening your door to the devil through sin. Then God will now allow. So let understand that. I'm only bringing this to let you know there is a spirit behind your whatever sin. In this story, Ahab had been doing so bad as a king in Israel, and God was not happy with him. He wanted to go to war. He invited another king of Judah. You know their family. The kingdom had been divided into two, Israel and Judah. Jehoshaphat for Judah, Ahab for Israel. Ahab is not pleasing the Lord. Jehoshaphat is pleasing the Lord. But they were to go to battle against Ramoth Gilead. But they want to inquire of the Lord. In fact, it is the one that is on the Lord's side that says, is there no prophet here to tell us what will be our Lord in this battle? Then Ahab said, there's one prophet, Micaiah. He's always saying evil about me. Those that don't want to hear the truth, we see in the truth evil. We will not be one of them in Jesus' name. So he hated that prophet and gathered prophets unto himself that were speaking good things. You will conquer. This is how you do. Just read through at your leisure. 1 Kings chapter 22. All the false prophets were prophesying good things. Go, you will conquer. This is how you do the king of Ramoth Gilead. This and that. But Jehoshaphat that knew the Lord said, I want the prophet of God. And they brought Micaiah. Micaiah said, everything they have said is true. Then they caused him to swear in the name of the Lord. Then he said the truth and told them, don't go. They will conquer you. and the lie. He have hated him for that. Everybody have been saying the positive. But now, Micaiah is saying the truth. And to him, it is negative. Yeah, he didn't like it. He put him in prison and said they should be feeding him with food of affliction until he returns victorious. He did not return. He died in that battle. But this is where I'm going. The spirit of lying God allowed to come upon all the prophets, as many as they were, so that they are prophesying lie to Ahab. The point is that there is something called the spirit of lying. And there are spirits behind sin. But you will speak to that spirit today. And you command. And you allow the Holy Spirit to come in. And you'll be victorious over sin. And today on Mount Zion, God will intervene and change your situation. Because with that spirit of lying, spirit of fornication, spirit of addiction to drugs, and all those things, you have allowed the Lord to fold himself, to fold his hands, and the devil is in operation. But that devil is, his power is changing hands today. If only you will address the spirit behind the sin in your life and cast it out in Jesus' name.
Which means before power change hands, sin must be arrested.
Yes.
Limitation, whatever limits you or limits God from helping you, must be arrested.
Yes.
Begin to locate all such things that must be arrested in your life, personally. Because if the Lord is changing hand, but the power is changing hand unto the Lord this morning, the first thing that the Lord will do is to arrest sin in your life. We pray that the Lord will arrest any limitation, anything that will limit God in your life in the name of Jesus.
So change your situation.
So that the Lord will freely change your situation this morning, and the power of the Lord will arrest every situation. And the grace of the Lord is in the air. It's flowing around. And even in this message, it's coming out of this message. If you can receive it, the grace of the Lord will save you. We heal you and we deliver you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Paul, for that contribution. Now we want to go to 1 Samuel 18 to convince you that there's a spirit behind every sin. Don't just take it as ordinary, including anger. It can open your door for the devil to torment you. But for God to now change, take over and take preeminence over that spirit that has been tormenting you, you have to submit that spirit of anger or whatever to the Lord. Now let's go to, as Brother Paul has said, 1 Samuel 18. Let's go to verse 9. We are not telling stories here. We want to start from verse 8. 1 Samuel 18, 8. And Saul was very wroth. That is anger for you. And they say displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000. And to me, they have ascribed but thousands. And what can he have more but the kingdom? 9. And Saul eyed David from that day and forward. You see, the spirit of envy and anger came when David conquered Goliath, that he could not conquer. And the whole Israel could not conquer. So when the women were now singing, 10,000, David slain 10,000, but Saul slain 1,000 or something like that. The spirit of anger, the spirit of envy came upon him, and he was then followed by the spirit of murder. He wanted to kill David, and he started to eye him. Then verse 10, because he had allowed the spirit of envy, anger, murder, lost in his bosom, in his heart. See what happened. And it came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit from God came upon Saul, and he prophesied in the midst of the house. And David played with his hand as at other times, and there was a javelin in Saul's hand. 11. And Saul cast the javelin, for he said, I will smite David even to the wall with it. And David avoided out of his presence twice. What I'm saying is this. The spirit or the evil spirit that came from the Lord in verse 10, the scholars call it insanity, the spirit of insanity. But before insanity, infirmity, sickness came, there was sin. And this spirit of anger, the spirit of, don't say anger is ordinary. It's not ordinary. It will only allow the door of your life, the spiritual door of your life, the circuit gate of your life, to be opened for the devil to torture you. And the devil cannot torture you until God allows it. But God allows it because his eyes cannot behold sin in your life. Excuse me. And because you have allowed that sin, you did not go to the cross quickly, confess it, and nail it to the cross where Jesus was hanged, and calling in Jesus again. As long as that spirit of anger, envy, murder is nursed in your heart, hatred, whatever, then it opens your door for the devil to operate, and it forces the high power that will have delivered you. That is God in his righteousness, because he's a God of justice. And he's right.
Talk to me or ask me a question. Long
and he's to be able to to be able to exercise right judgment to fold his hand, then the door has opened your life to be tormented of the devil. That is what happened. So arrest the spirit of anger, arrest the spirit of envy, hatred, arrest the spirit of murder, and whatever is going on, as Brother Paul has rightly said, in the Bible we have proved it, that there's a spirit behind every sin in your life. And not until you arrest it, the Holy Spirit cannot come. He cannot, but he doesn't force himself as long as sin is there. So you are the one to put away limitation and confess and forsake. Call Jesus into your heart so that power change hand on your behalf to turn everything the devil has been doing because of that sin around. And you can remember in John 5:14, at the pool of Bethsaida, when Jesus healed that man that had infirmity for 38 years, the man did not know him. But somehow at the temple area, he was able to recognize him because Jesus told him, go and see no more, so that such a higher thing will not come unto you. So, believe that there's the sin in your life, there's a spirit. And by the time Paul is leading us in prayer, you will read that spirit behind that sin, and that sin will hear the voice of God and bow and get out. Then God will now intervene in whatever torture the devil has been using that sin to be a platform to bring to your life in Jesus' name.
Which means the Lord is set here today. If you are ready with him, he's set here to give you the freedom and the salvation that you need. Are you ready there? The Lord is here today, even now, because he wants to act on your behalf. He wants to move on your behalf. You can repent of all your sins even here and now, so that the Lord will take charge.
Lead them to
I want you to pray this prayer right now, because we want to move into the message right now, asking the Lord to take over. We just wanted to remove every barrier, any barrier from our ways, so that the Lord today will freely act for us. The Lord today will freely act on our behalf. So, because we know, even as family, there are sins that limit, and there are powers that limit us. And what gave them the order? I mean,
the audacity
is the sin in our lives. All of us as family, there are things that the enemy have taken as excuses to oppress us and to overpower us. But today, the Lord is offering us hope. The Lord is offering us his grace, so that he will freely act after now. Are you ready? Is there anything in your life? Is there anything in your situation where the Lord must touch? Is there any limitation? we observe it that sin is the giant, first giant that must be killed, that must be destroyed. Which we make the Lord to do what? To change his power, to change over. Yes. Unto your glory, unto your testimony. I want us to pray right now. Jesus, have mercy upon me. I'm a sinner. And you have died for my sin, O Lord. I present myself and my family unto you. Forgive us of all our sins, O God, in the name of Jesus. Save us and deliver us, in the name of Jesus. Deliver us, O Lord. Deliver me from sin. Save me, Lord. Jesus, I invite you into my life. I invite you into my heart. I invite you right now. Come and take over from me. Deliver me from the power of sin, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, deliver me from the power of sin, in the name of Jesus. Let your glory come down upon me. Touch my life. Help me, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus.
The spirit behind every sin
to overcome every spirit behind sin in my life. So that, Lord, I will not be overpowered anymore. I withdraw licenses that the enemy had against me. To oppress me, rather. Lord, take over from me. Take over from here, in the name of Jesus. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I am receiving you as my personal Lord and my Savior right now. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord. Take over in the name of Jesus. So everything that you have seen, oh Lord, that the enemy is looking, taking as license to oppress me, I give them over to you, including myself. I give you myself, oh Lord. I give you and I pray that in the name of Jesus, as from today, you be the Lord over my life in the name of Jesus. I know you are taking over now. I know power is changing now, right now. Sin is no more in my life by faith. I pray that, Lord, as I confess you as my Lord and Savior, I am saved. I'm delivered. I am healed today in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now let's proceed, because the Lord want to act freely and mightily in our situation. And we pray that the Lord God Almighty, who has taken us through, even right now, will deliver us personally, permanently, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Welcome to the table of the children to eat of the meat of power changing and concerning your situation, as you have confessed Jesus as your Lord and Savior, in Jesus' name. Now, your own may not be seen. Let's look at Job 1. I would not want to tell story, you know it already. Let's go to verses. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. 7. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? There is none like him. That may be your own testimony. There is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth the Lord and eschewed evil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Has not thou made an edge about him and about his house and about all that he had on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will cause thee to thy face. So I don't want to continue to read. What I'm saying now is that whatever you might be passing through, there's always a spirit behind it. You may not be a sinner by the grace of God. You might have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You might have been doing everything right. Even when you make mistakes, you quickly wash in the blood. And yet, things are going on the negative side. I still want to tell you that thing, as a righteous person going on the negative side, there's a spirit behind it. And God is taking over. That is why this message is coming to you. As the day he took over from the devil that took permission from him concerning Job, destroyed, he was the wealthiest in the east there. He destroyed everything a day in a day. He killed the 10 children in a day. He afflicted him with sore, head to toe. You know what it means to have just a single sore, head to toe, and the like. You see, it is still the devil behind your persecution. Whosoever the devil is using to persecute, whatever trial, tribulation, lack, want, there is still a spirit behind it. See the story of Job. He's righteous. It's not like those of the sinners. Whatever, nothing is happening by nothing is a coincidence. Nothing is accidental. There is a spirit, an evil force behind whatever is happening to you, either a sinner or a righteous person. Look at the story of Job. But God is saying power has changed hand. Be you sinner, you have given your life to Jesus, power has changed hand. Everything negative will now turn right, because the power above power, the force above all forces, is now intervening. Congratulations. Amen. You know, when God intervened for Job, the testimony was in 42:10. Let's quickly look at Job 42:10 there. And that is your portion. You are righteous. An edge is around everybody that have given their life to Jesus and don't play with sin again. Congratulations. But at times, God may want to be proud of you before the devil. Do you see my servant so? Oh yeah, go on, try it. It's because you have made an edge around him or her. It's because anything she needs, you bless her or him so much, anything she needs. Okay, go and try. You will see that it is not because of that money, that blessing, that he loved me. It is because I loved him that he loved me. God is making off Job, that is, he is making Job, he's boasting of Job. God is boasting of you in that situation. You see, you are like a flower. Everybody wants to pluck you. But God has squeezed you, still squeezing. So that the devil will be satisfied that you are loving God from your heart. Not because of the blessings and the wealth, but because God is God. And because he loved you first by giving you Jesus Christ. Now that he has squeezed you to a point, he's now telling the roaring waves of the sea, enough is enough. You know, in Job, today, that is what he's declaring over your life. As a righteous person or a sinner that are giving his or her life to Jesus. In the book of Job, I cannot remember the place now. Have you ever seen the sea? The waves will be roaring and throwing dust into the air as if the wave will reach the sky. Roaring in billows. But the moment it gets to the shore, it will scatter well like that. Today, power is changing hands. Be you righteous or a sinner? The sinners that have given their life to Christ, as many as on the that is live on the studio, congratulations. As many as we download, congratulations. You have surrendered your life to Jesus. Everything negates. God is saying enough. The power above powers, the force above all forces, behind every sickness and infirmity, behind every negativity in your life, he is intervening. And an end is coming to them. Just as the waves of the sea reaches the shore, seashore, and scatter as if it had never thrown itself into the air. So shall your situation be today, because power is changing hand. So, when everything terrible had happened to Job because God was making boast of him, just as it will happen in your life today, see the testimony. Job 42:10, and that is the word God is declaring. Power is changing hand.
Amen.
Job 42:10, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters, all they that have been of his acquaintance before. and did eat bread with him in his house, and they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. It was not God that brought. God only allowed it to make him, to be proud of him, to boast before the devil that I have somebody that lost me, not because of blessings. So, but he allowed it. That is why it is written that he brought it upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and everyone an earring of gold. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had... Let's stop there. What I'm saying is that power is changing hands. But believe it, everything you have been passing through as righteous, as sinner, there's a power behind it. Just like you saw in Job that the devil went to God to say, and God said, do you see Job? And he started. So, but today, power is changing hands in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You see, we saw situations in the Bible, aside that of Job, that power changed hands and things changed for good. That is our portion today on this Mount Zion. From today onward, power changed hands in Jesus' name.
Amen.
If you can remember the story, I would not want to open the Bible, but when you have your leisure, I don't want to take much time. I want us to pray. I want us to have time to command, decree. Every power behind every sin, every power behind every negative situation. Don't see it ordinary. Tumor anywhere, cancer, whatever curable, incurable disease, any situation that is not of God. You address the power behind it as Rapport prays with us, and they are getting, the force and the power are getting out, and the Holy Spirit is taking over to change things to positive. In Jesus' name. Then let's just cite some examples. Aside Job, you can see that in the account in Matthew 8:29, Mark 5:7, Luke 8:28, the Gadarene lunatic, can you remember? Possessed of legion of demons. And that was, people saw it as insanity. But that person was possessed of legions of devils. And when Jesus appeared, the demons cried out. The demons recognized Jesus. Let's just read one of the accounts. We are not reading that of Mark and Luke. We'll just read that of Matthew to save the situation. And that is what is happening to whatever infirmity, whatever sickness, whatever disease, curable, incurable, tumor anywhere, whatever the doctors cannot find solution onto. Power is changing hands, because the power behind them will be chased out, and the Holy Spirit, the power above power, the force of God will intervene, and you shall be delivered. Let's quickly look at that of Matthew, account of Matthew 8:29. Listen, and behold, let's start from 28. And when he was come to the other side, into the country of the Gerasenes, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by the way. 29. And behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come thither to torment us before the time? So, this is what I'm going. Today, on this Mount Zion, the spirits behind whatever infirmity, lack of want, debt, whatever you're passing through, will recognize the word coming to you now as Jesus. And they will cry out. Why will you torment us? Because the Holy Spirit will torment them. They shall be bound, cast out to the bottomless pit to go and torment the devil, the leader that sent them, and the hand of God will take over in Jesus' name. So, today, according to John 5:25, John 5:25 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, and this is the day, the word you are hearing is Jesus. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, now, that the ambassadors of Christ, the representative of Christ, as we are speaking the Jesus, the word now, the situation is your life that I'll be causing you to be dead, not to progress, not to have good health. Anything negative is causing you to be dead. But now, the spirit behind all those things, they are hearing the voice of the Son of God now, and they are bowing out. They are being banished. And the Holy Spirit will now take over to bring the positive. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. By the time the demons behind your sickness, your sin, whatever, hears the word of God, and they get out, bound, and cast to the bottomless pit, you will start to live in good health, you will start to live in prosperity, you will start to live in progress, you start to advance, and be uplifted. That is living for you, declaring and radiating the glory of God. So that is the gathering story. The Spirit cried out. So the Spirit behind your situation is crying out. And the Holy Spirit is tormenting them as Jesus is coming to your hearing, because He is the Word. You discover that in Mark 9:17, I'm not opening the Bible again, I want to be fast. It's time to pray. In Mark 9:17-25, the dumb and deaf, if so your relative or child is dumb and deaf, it is a spirit. That place is talking, Mark 9:17-25 is talking about dumb and deaf spirit. And it is the spirit that will address today. And the higher spirit will take over and bring the positive. Then, the Syrophoenicia woman, if you remember that story, that was crying after Jesus, that the devil is tormenting her daughter. Jesus was not answering. The disciples were telling him, chase her away from her. Jesus said, I'm not sent to you, because he had not died for the door to be opened to with the Gentiles. He was sent to the children of Israel. I'm not sent to you, but to the children of Israel. Not answering her. Then the woman, later, by faith, you will have that faith today, and you possess your possession. The woman said, eventually Jesus said, the meat of the child cannot be given to the dog. He said, okay, let the dog eat the crumb from the table of the child. Because of that faith, because of your faith today, the power is changing her. The spirit behind your situation is getting out forever and banished. And the Holy Spirit is taking over, and the blessing of God is flowing over your life. So eventually she got a miracle, because she believed. Because she did not consider any alternative. So believe this word, and something miraculous will happen. The man that brought the epileptic child, the disciples could not chase the spirit out, but Jesus came and chased it out. They asked why. He said, because of your unbelief. And with fasting and praying, some things are possible. Things like that. What I'm telling you now is that even your infirmities, there are spirits behind them. But the spirit behind them are lower spirits than that of Jesus. How do I know? Ephesians 4:8. Whatever spirit behind your persecution, trial, lack and want, debt, incurable disease, whatever, tumor, cancer, whatever, Jesus is a higher power. Colossians 2. Let's read Colossians 2 first. Forgive me, I'm not a fast. Colossians 2. Jesus is the head of all principalities. I think I can't say the place now. Either Colossians 2:10 or Colossians 1:20. Colossians 1:10. Let me see. I'm sorry. I want to say that Jesus is the head of all principalities. It may be Ephesians, but Jesus is the head of all principalities. You see, the devil is the fallen Lucifer. But the one third angel that he deceived to take the throne of God with, that was conquered. They are the one operating in man and on earth with the devil, the fallen Lucifer, whose head had been broken at the cross. They are the one operating as principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness and places, rulers of darkness of this world, household weakness, wickedness, familiar spirits, thrones and kingdom. In the sea, on land, in the land, everywhere. Sometimes they possess witches and wizards and all the rest. But I'm saying that in either Ephesians 1:20 or 2:20 or Colossians 1:20 or 2:20 or 10, verse 10, Jesus is the head of all principality. Power above power will change situation now. Just believe before we pray. God bless you. That's what I'm saying. Dumb spirit, deaf spirit, the spirit behind lack and want, the spirit behind the curable, incurable disease, call it any name. Power, the head of all principality is coming in this world and is taking over to change your situation. So, let's quickly look at Ephesians 4:8. Because Jesus had died and resurrected, that is why I know your situation is changing to positive. Power is changing hand. If you consider Ephesians 4:8, Ephesians 4 verse 8. Oh, please read.
Ephesians 4 8 says, Wherefore he said, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Yes.
Continue.
And now that he ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all principalities, that he might fill all in all.
Thank you so much. So, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your power? That is Jesus, because he had died, buried. According to Jude, he went to the evil spirit and prayed to them. When they did not obey him, he took over the key of authority from them. And all the powers with which they were tormenting your life, he took everything. On the third day, he rose and said, all power in heaven and on earth had be given unto me. So he is now the head of all principalities. He ascended, he released the power unto us, his representative, to use it upon the situation as we are praying now. He's still with the power at the right hand of God. And as we pray, as he's joining us, every power, every negative power is giving way. Believe God. That is the truth. Because he had left captivity captive. He has taken everything the devil is boasting of concerning your life. And if you look at Colossians 2:14, because of that cross, because of that what happened under the ground, and because of his resurrection, Colossians 2:14, he blotted out all the handwritten of ordinances that was against you and me, which was contrary to us. Everything. Infirmity, sin, whatever. And took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. 15. He now spoiled principalities and powers and made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. They are taking all the power. So power is changing hand today if you will believe Jesus. And if you consider every situation in the Bible, the moment God or Jesus, you know, in the time of Moses, it was God. In the time of Jesus, it was Jesus. But now it is the Holy Spirit. The three of them are one. Whenever God in the Son, God himself, or the Holy Spirit appear in a situation, power usually change hand. Consider what happened at the Red Sea. You remember the story. The moment God came, rest is parted. The rest of your life, the limitation is parting. That mountain is flying and being removed out of your way. When God appeared at the issue of woman's case, at the issue, the case of the woman with the issue of blood, she had been suffering for somebody to be losing blood for 12 years. You know, life is going out of her. And every physician has spoiled her of everything she had. But the moment she came across with Jesus, as she are coming across this world now, power changed hands, her situation changed. The same thing with Jairus' daughter. She was dead. But the moment Jesus came into the situation, death turned to life. The centurion servant, he was tormented and was about dying. But the moment the word went out from Jesus, at that hour, because the man believed so much that you don't need to come under my roof, just speak a word. The moment that word came out that your servant is healed, that moment, death was swallowed. The sting of death was canceled and the servant lived. So what I'm saying in essence now is this. This moment now that this word is coming out, as Brother Paul is taking over to pray, just believe. Without faith, you can't please God. Hebrews 11:6. But without little faith of a mustard seed, power behind every negative thing, be you righteous or sinner, is changing over now. God, the power of captivity, substitute, change hands in Joseph when God came overnight. The power of substitute, captivity, slavery, change hands in Egypt. For 430 years, they have been substitute. Your own may not be more than, may not be up to that. But any moment God appears in your sin, as it's appearing today, power must change hands. And power has changed hands. Power is changing hands. In Egypt, for 430 years, they were under substitute. In slavery, tormented. But the moment God came, the whole thing changed. And that is what God is doing for you today. Mephibosheth was lame, the son of Jonathan. Go and read that in 2 Samuel 4:4. Then chapter 9, verse 1, 3, and 6. He was lame. Jonathan's son, David's friend. But the moment favor came in place, as the favor of God is visiting you now, and speaking on your behalf, a lame person, which was an abomination, the king never come near the disabled. But the lame person was invited to be eaten at the king's table. And his situation changed. Mephibosheth. Jabez in 1 Chronicles 4:9-10 was a child of sorrow, living his life in sorrow. But the moment he recognized a power above the power behind the situation and cried unto him, as we cry today, the situation changed. His sorrow became a past tense, and his course was enlarged over and above that of his brethren. So Brother Paul is taking over now. He will be leading you into some prayers by the Holy Spirit to arrest the power behind your situation. Is it sin? Is it infirmity? Is it anything? Be you righteous? That thing you are passing through, God is turning over your captivity today as he did unto Job. And over to Brother Paul by the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. We thank God for this morning. Hallelujah to the Lord. Yeah, it is time that the Lord want to prove unto you personally that is hearing us that your time is here. That power must change hand. The power is changing hand already.
Yes.
Because as the word of the Lord is coming out, the word of the Lord with which the Lord created the whole world is the only solution for headway for every man on earth here and to break through in life. As we release the word, we believe that the Lord has taken over right now.
Yes.
We are called to act in faith on your behalf. And as you too, you are acting in faith. Hallelujah. You see, in the word of the Lord, all this evil, all this issue of powers ruling over men, oppressing men, according to what she said, there are spirits behind them. There are forces behind them. But today, according to what the word of the Lord said also, it is confirmed also that there is a power behind everything. I read here in the book of Revelation chapter 12. And this woman was about to deliver a man child. And this woman, of course, figuratively, it is meant for this issue of the woman delivering is about the coming out, the showing up, or the showing forth of the church, or everything that we are to deliver in this world, and everything we are to show forth for in this world. Every time, every moment, there is a showing forth, there is always a power to counter it. It has been like that from the beginning, and that was what you read here about how this woman was about to bring forth. That is what we are announcing this day, because the power is changing hand. Every power that says you will not deliver, every power that says you will not show forth, the Lord is taking over in the name of Jesus. When you read through this Revelation chapter 12, even from verse 1 to the end, as she was ministering, I was studying it. That, you see, the woman is representing you and I that know the Lord, that have encountered the Lord, that the Lord must work for. You see, that is the reason why where we started on the issue of sin that may debar or may counter divine projects in your life. Praise ye the Lord. But we thank God that in this scripture, let me just read verse 1, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven. I know there is a great wonder in heaven here right now concerning you. Thank God the scripture started by saying that there is a great wonder in heaven waiting for a woman who is about to deliver. I thank God for the scripture that there is a full colon or semicolon between the word a woman, and then there appear a great wonder in heaven, meaning that there is an established victory, established power. Amen. Established power to counter the enemy's work against the woman that is to deliver. Hallelujah. There is an established grace of God flowing and moving every time and any moment. Something glorious is about to happen. A woman clothed with the sun and the wonder under and the moon under her feet, and her head a crown of 12 stars. He's talking of the Israel, or he's talking of the church. Praise the Lord. So which shows that all our victories as people of God must find us everything we want to receive from the Lord. If the Lord will act, he will act within the covenant that he has established for his church. Within the covenant that he has established for us as individual member of the church. So you are connected if you have Christ in your life. We have settled that from the beginning that anyone that have not received Christ Jesus as their Lord and Savior, is his or her Lord and Savior, must receive him, because the Lord wants to act now. Praise the Lord. Now, you are to deliver and show forth, but the enemy says no. The power says no. But the Lord God Almighty, hallelujah. The Bible said, when this woman cried in verse 2, and she, being with child, cried, traveling in birth, and pained to be delivered. Yes, even in the midst of of challenges, you can deliver. In the midst of tribulations, you can show forth. The power of the Lord is there for you. And the Bible said in verse 3, and there appear another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. Hallelujah. And his tail drew the 3rd part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Can you see this? In the midst of chaos, in the midst of trouble, even devil, Satan himself, was the one that was standing against this woman, this glorious woman that must deliver. This is where the world, all the war and the battle we are fighting as believers emanated from. But everything that happened here was victory galore, because the Lord is the one that is fighting for his people. The Lord is the power behind the success, the victory, the deliverance, the healing of his people. And now, the enemy, the great dragon, he even draw the third part of the stars of heaven, that is the angels, together with himself, in order to stand against God, in order to resist the divine project of God in the life of this woman, which represents us as church and as people of God. Yes, the Bible said here, hallelujah, that power was ready. That is Satan's power. It was ready. He got ready himself to do what? To counter every move that is of God. In your life, God is here. Anything that the enemy is doing against you, the Lord is here. And even if the devil being behind every powers, as the Bible confirms it here, during the message, she emphasized on the issue of a spirit. Of spirit behind problems of men, which is very true. And this is the example of what we are reading here right now. The Bible said that the great dragon targeted that child and the mother. He even wanted to destroy both of them, the mother and the child. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. But the Lord is here. The Bible said, in the midst of all that, that the enemy have gathered, verse 5, and she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Can you see that? This is talking about our victory that is established. This woman, which represents us, was given victory even in the face of the dragon with all his angels. We're talking about the multiple angels that even outnumber the population of this world, of the men of this world. All these angels were gathered together with Satan, yet the woman delivered. He brought forth a man child. Hallelujah. Who was to rule on nations? Whatever project that the Lord had for your life, the glorious thing that must happen in your life. Amen. God is here to prove that he is the greatest one in your life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible said that this man was brought forth. Do you know that man child that was brought forth was Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. It was Jesus Christ himself. Is the man child. Hallelujah. Talking about Jesus Christ being the power behind the victory of God's people. Hallelujah. Whatever the enemy have done against us or is doing against us, every one of them is under this power and under this covenant. The covenant that made the woman to bring forth and to in the face of the enemies and us, I mean, our, and the greatest forces that will ever be around her. So they were defeated. And the Bible said, verse 6, and the woman fled into the wilderness, where he had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260. That is 1,260 years. Hallelujah. We are not here to teach all that, but we are only placing before us the source of our victory. For us to know that power have changed hand already. Amen. And there was war in heaven, even in heaven indeed, in verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angel and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angel. This is how the Lord is going to deal with every forces that says you must be stopped from showing forth. Because the power is changing hand. Angel Michael. Michael, the archangel Michael and his angel, they fought against the dragon. And I don't want you to know, I want you to know that as they fought on those days, they are still fighting right now. I know it. I have experienced it before. When I was personally in a kind of challenges from evil, from the world of darkness, because of any reason why they are attacking at that time, I called upon Angel Michael, Archangel Michael, to help me in this battle. I felt strong battle, strong war, strong gathering of evil ones against me. I felt it so strongly at that time. I cried, and that day Angel Michael used my person, hallelujah, to become a jet bomber that was bombing all around. Hallelujah. Bombing the enemies and forces of darkness. It can happen again in your life. And again, every power that says they are powers, they are under all these powers because they have been defeated from the beginning. The Bible said, Angel Michael, Archangel Michael and his angel fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels. They will fight, but they will not prevail. The Bible said, and prevail not. Neither was their place found anymore. In heaven. Can you see that? Oh, wow. The enemy behind your troubles are mine. They have been defeated from the beginning of the world. even when you were not born, even things that set the covenant of the enemy against the church, against God's people, and they prevailed not.
Hallelujah.
Their place was not found in heaven anymore, meaning that after they lost the battle, they lost their position also, they lost their authority in heaven, and everything in their home before.
They lost all their position.
They were not anymore, which caused them to be written off, and caused them to be sent packing out of heaven, where our victory emanates from, where our victory comes from.
So in heaven now, there is no more devil, there is no more Satan and dragon.
With all their evil and all their works, because they have been from the beginning, from the foundation of the world.
And that is what established our victory also.
Hallelujah. It is confirmed what they did and what they were about was confirmed in the book of Revelation chapter 5, verse 5.
And one of the elders said unto me, just follow us, and one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, had prevailed
to open the book and to lose the seven seals thereof. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I behold, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, there stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And if it is sent into all the earth, it will reach you. And it's already working here right now. This covenant,
this established
victory through the Lord Jesus Christ, through the slain lamb, through the root of the tribe of Jesse, through the lion of the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you know the reason why they call him
lion?
Lion means
that
he's talking of
the strongest animal
in the world. They call him the king of animals. So the Lord Jesus Christ has become the king and ruler over situations of our lives. The power has changed hands
from the beginning.
Because we have Christ. Who fought the battle and won the battle?
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, let's go back to that revelation before we begin to pray right now. Hallelujah. I just want you to pray. And have faith in God that your situation is under the power of the Lord. Your problem is under the power of the Lord. And verse 9 said, and the great dragon, even they call it great. The great dragon. I don't know how great your problem is. It is always from this great dragon. Any problem that we're having on that year, it emanated from here. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
Let me tell you something.
You will say that when they were cast out away
to the world.
Yes. Because they were cast out to the world because they have nothing to do if you are living from heaven. They have nothing to do against us if we are living from heaven.
Heaven where they were defeated.
Because heaven, where they were defeated remained the power
over there
and remain
the
oppressor of even Satan and demons and forces of darkness. Hallelujah. Because from the beginning they have lost the battle. They lost it to Jesus Christ. They lost it. Hallelujah. They lost the power. They lost the power to him that sitteth in heaven, ruling in power. Hallelujah. The Bible said they were cast out. He was cast out to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him to the earth where you belong. And that is the reason why, for your victory to be established, you must belong to heaven. You must receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's why we cried about it when we started. You must have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior before you can win them. Before you can overcome them. Because your victory and my victory is established there in heaven, where they were cast down. That's the reason why you must not live the earthly life and win the devil. You can't do it. You can't just ever do it, because they have been casted out. The forces of darkness have been cast out here, and they came in hunger and with fury. Only what can do what can make us to have victory over them is what is settled in heaven. What God has settled in Christ Jesus in heaven. Hallelujah. It is him, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of the tribe of Jesse, the root of the tribe of David, that has prevailed to open the book. The book of your victory. The book of your deliverance. The book of your righteousness. The book of your salvation has been opened. Jesus prevailed to open the book and to loose the seal thereof, so that we might escape every satanic anger and fury in the name of Jesus. And that is how you must come under the blood of Jesus. You must come under the covenant of the law of the blood of the Lamb before you can win through, before you can overcome. There is no any solution. There is no two ways by. There are no two ways to your victory than that. And the Bible said in verse 10, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven,
Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. This is talking of how far the Lord had gone concerning you. The enemy is accusing you, but he has been cast down. He has been cast down. Cast down to the earth. Cast down to the ground. So that is where the enemy belonged to. The enemy belonged to the ground. He belonged to the earth. He was cast down to the earth. Casting, being casted down to the earth. He's talking of being defeated in your life. And if you will have victory, then you must connect to Jesus Christ, who was able to open the seal, to open the book, and prevail in opening it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. He has opened the book of your victory. Your name must enter there. That book that the Bible talk of is a book that must collect your name. That must have your name therein for you to overcome the devil. Yes, for you to overcome Satan. For you to for the devil to give up for the God of your life, for the Jesus Christ of your life. Hallelujah. Amen. He has been cast down already. Somebody that is cast down is defeated. Satan is defeated for you. He's on earth here with all his demons, but they are down. Compared to, when we're talking about what the heaven has done against them and how the heaven has defeated them, and that is the reason why you must live from heaven. I repeat, you must live from heaven where your victory is established, because Satan has come in anger, but the power is changing on today because of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He has been accusing you. He says, you will not make it in life. That is the accusation. You will not rise. That is the accusation. But he has come in his power. By the grace that the Lord God Almighty has established through Jesus Christ our Lord, who opened the seal, opened the book, and broken the seven seals of the book. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Can you see what the Lord has done for you and I? Amen. Verse 11. I'm reading Revelation 12. Verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their their lives unto the death. Hallelujah. Therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Hallelujah. Can you see that? The Bible said the heavens will rejoice. If you must rejoice over the devils, in having victory, you must rejoice from heaven. Your victory must come from heaven. It has been established there. There is nothing on earth that you take as measure of winning the devil, of overcoming this great dragon, and all his angel that he draw together with himself against you, without living from heaven, without having victory from heaven. That is where the power has changed hand, because you must rejoice. You will be rejoicing if you still belong to heaven. That is the reason why we announce to you and we invite you to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved, so that your name will be written in heaven. So that your name will be contained in the book that has been written in heaven, the book of saints, the book of victors on earth here. Do you think it's your religions that can save you? Never. Nobody has ever defeated the devil by religion, by being religious. Never. It can't happen. You see, except if you want to deceive yourself. The Bible said, rejoice, therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Hallelujah. Are you dwelling in heaven? You can only dwell in heaven with Jesus Christ, who is there reigning, who is there at the right hand of God after he has finished the work of Calvary, the work of salvation on Calvary, the work of deliverance of the work of your deliverance on the cross of Calvary. He was taken to heaven. Hallelujah. And he's sitting down at the right hand of God in power and glory. That is why the power must change in your life. because of where you belong. You belong to the heavens. I belong to the heaven. That is why the heaven can, the Satan cannot overcome me. He can overcome you. Sin will not take over from God in your life anymore, because of Jesus that is reigning in your life. Hallelujah. And that is where power is changing hand. Won't you allow the power to change hand? See again what happened. Hallelujah. In verse 13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, can you see? He persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. That is the church of God. That is the body of Christ. You see, if you belong to that body of Christ, and then you had an established covenant of victory with Jesus Christ. That is only where power can change hand. And I see power changing hand right now. And verse 14 said, and to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she should might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she's nourished for a time and a times and a half time from the face of the serpent. This is what the Lord is doing in your life. There is a wilderness in your life that you must flee to, in trouble that you are right now, and God is in that your wilderness. Christ is in that your wilderness. This woman was, the Bible said that he fly to wilderness, his own, our own place, our place of victory. Your place of victory is in Christ Jesus. That is the reason why in the wilderness of this world, Jesus Christ must be there with you before you can overcome like this woman overcame. Hallelujah. In our own wilderness, God was there. The Bible said that in verse 2, praise the Lord. In verse 2 of the same scripture, he said, and she being with a child, cried, traveling in birth and pain to be delivered. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, you want to be delivered. You want to be delivered. You want to have victory. This is how to have it. It's only in Christ Jesus. Because by his blood only, with which he won the devil, and he was able to break the seal, the seventh seal of the book. Yes, he broke it by his blood. The seventh seal of victory, he broke it by the blood. That is the lion of the tribe of Judah. He broke every satanic atrocity by his blood. Everything that the blood, that Satan is doing against us, Jesus Christ has broken it. He is breaking yours right now. As we are ministering this word of God to you, we are bringing the demons and forces behind your power, behind your troubles, to the remembrance of this day when Christ broke off all the evils that they have written down against us by his own blood. And they knew this time. They knew that they have been defeated already from the beginning. So we are bringing them, all those powers, even the dragon and the forces of darkness that are fighting against us as church, as nation, as people, as family. We are bringing them to the subjection of this world where they have been defeated. The Bible said, yes, hallelujah. And the woman, verse 14, and to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness. If this woman did not belong to this covenant of the blood of Jesus Christ, it wouldn't have happened. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The church can only have victory by the blood of the Lamb. There is no any other victory anywhere for the church, even for anybody that is living on earth here, because Satan came in anger to this world. And woe unto the heart. Because of Satan that is working, demons and forces of darkness that are working against the counsel of God upon earth here, the only source of victory remain the blood of Jesus. The only source of victory remain the lion of the tribe of Judah and the root of the tribe of David that have broken the seal of victory. That is the only victory. And the Bible said in verse 15, and the serpent cast out cut out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood, rather. Sorry. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandment of God, and he and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And that's why you're having that problem, that trouble, that attacks, those challenges, those limitations, because Satan hates you and you're on this world. And then, but power has already changed even before you know it. If you belong unto Jesus Christ, you are living from heaven where the victory is established. Satan was cast down to this world, to this earth. He was cast down to the earth. It is only you that is living in heaven that Satan will be cast down to the earth for. Yes. It's only I that is living from heaven that Satan will be cast down to the earth for. I repeat, Satan has been cast out from heaven where he was defeated, and I and you, we are saved from heaven. We are delivered by the heavens. Our victory is therefore established, guaranteed. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Why don't you bring all those troubles, all those trials right now under this covenant that has been established through Jesus Christ and by his blood, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. You can overcome Satan by only the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. What is that? The word of your testimony, your salvation. The day you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And then the Bible said, and they loved not their lives unto the death. That is talking about your total surrenderness unto him. After, when you do all these things, you are in power. Power is changing and already in your life. Every power that is oppressing you, we are bringing them to this day. Because this day that you are defeated is still working. And this, because the establishment of that victory is an eternal establishment. It's an eternal victory, which anybody that wants to have victory must come under. If you want to have that victory and you want the power to change over, to change hands in your life and in your situation, come under this covenant right now. Because the Lord is here to fight your battle. I want you to begin to pray. Say, I come under this covenant of victory by the blood of Jesus. I hide my life. I hide myself. I bring myself under this covenant in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Why don't you bring your head under this covenant where power can change hands forever in your life, where the enemy has been defeated forever in your life, in my life, as church of the Lord. Satan may persecute us, but ours is victory. He persecuted even the heavens in those days. Hallelujah. But he was cast down to this earth because of that persecution. And Satan fell down, according to what Jesus Christ said when he sent his disciples two by two to win the world unto the Lord. The Bible said when they went and they returned back unto Jesus Christ, giving testimony of the presence of God that went with them. And Jesus Christ made a statement and he said, I saw Satan falling like lightning from heaven. Hallelujah. This is what Jesus was referring to when he said that Satan can fall on and on again like lightning from heaven. Hallelujah. Concerning your situation, concerning my situation, demons and forces can fall like lightning. Hallelujah. As they fell from heaven from them at that time, they can still fall under the power of this gospel, because it was the gospel that the disciple ministered that made Christ to make that statement, that because of the reason of that gospel that you went to minister, I saw Satan falling like lightning from heaven. He's falling again in your life according gospel. To this gospel. This is another gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel of his blood that he shed on the cross of Calvary. The gospel of his blood that gives victory for every mankind. Why don't you come under this blood? Why don't you come under this power? And let the power of the Lord change hands. Oh God, release the power of the enemy in your life. This is the essence of your victory. This is only how you can have victory. By the reason of the blood of Jesus Christ. You can be cleansed now. You can be delivered today. You can be saved. In the name of Jesus. Come under this grace. Come under this power. The Lord is your strength. And you want to remain the Lord of your life. To prove to the devil that once he has fallen, he will continue to fall. In the name of Jesus. According to this gospel, I see Satan falling like lightning again. I used to pray that prayer personally. You can pray. If you are a saint, pray that prayer. Say, Lord, whatever attack the enemy is bringing my way, whatever challenges that Satan is bringing my way, let him continue to fall according to the falling that he fell from the beginning out of heaven. Because I'm living from heaven. Because I have the covenant of the blood of Jesus Christ. And the blood of the testimony of Christ is still in heaven and speaking in heaven and speaking better things than the blood of Abel. Why don't you pray that prayer right now? Say, I bring myself under this covenant of victory of the blood of Jesus Christ. I arrest every power that has been oppressing my life, oppressing my family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I come under this covenant. I come into this covenant. I come within this covenant. I bring my head. I bring the head of my family. I bring the head of my children. I bring my children under this covenant of the blood of Jesus Christ that is speaking better thing than the blood of Abel. Why don't you come right now? Why don't you come right now? Are you here? Are you here? Are you there? Yes, I see you there. Yes, I see you there. I see you there because I see you praying with all your heart. I see you crying unto the Lord. The Bible said that woman cried. He cried because she was about to deliver. You too, you must cry because there are glorious things that must be delivered to this world from your life. That are glorious things that the Lord God Almighty wants to give birth to in your life. And the Lord wants to take glory in your life and your situation. I want you to pray right now in the name of Jesus. Cry unto the Lord. Say, Lord Jesus, Father, my Father in heaven, my Father, attend unto me right now as I come unto you by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is Zion for you. Where the blood of Jesus Christ is speaking better to him. Where the sprinkling blood of Jesus Christ is speaking better thing than the blood of Abel. The blood of Jesus must be speaking in your life right now. That is the blood of Jesus Christ remain the power over every forces of darkness, over every satanic atrocity. They know it. They know it that they have been defeated by the blood of Jesus Christ. Come under the blood. Bring yourself under the blood. Come out of your sins. Come out of your limitations. Come out of disappointment. Come to the blood of Jesus Christ. Come out of sicknesses. Come out of barrenness. Come under the blood. In the name of Jesus, we order you under the blood of Jesus Christ. We decree you, come under the blood of Jesus Christ. Collect your victory. Collect your salvation. Collect your healing. In the name of Jesus, it is time for you to be healed. It is time for you to be delivered. It is time for power to change over. To change
hands in your life.
And the blood of Jesus Christ is the power. The Bible said, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. You can only overcome by the blood of the Lamb. That is power. That is the power and the source of power. Victory. And emancipation. And deliverance. For everyone that believes on his name. This is the essence of the victory. This is how your victory is established. Yes.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
In the name of Jesus. Malik. Call upon this blood. This is the only victory. This is where power can change. See, You belong to this trend of Revelation chapter 12. All of us are sons of God. We belong. Our victory belongs to this trend of victory that we read here. Even if you have been set today, our victory is still established by the blood of the Lamb. Satan was cast down to this world, to this earth, and he was cast down. Satan can hold you down if you are living from heaven. That is the essence of your life. I want you to pray. How will you pray that prayer? How will they ask you to pray that prayer? Pray that prayer in your womb. Do you want to belong to the heavens where the victory is established? And you want to live from heaven? You need to pray that prayer by yourself. Say, Lord, just use your own word.
Use your own word
to settle yourself in heaven where your victory is established. We have settled our life here. I and my sister, we have settled our life there. We are living from heaven. And we are having constant testimonies of victory. In fact, the Lord even through us is delivering others. The Lord through us is for you. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Amen. Once again, bye for now. Download our messages on befruitfulfamily.podbean.com. The Lord bless you. For every one of you that have joined us in the studio, we have seen you. The Lord bless you. Yes. Hallelujah. God bless your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Shamalo malo. Share till late. Oh.